Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. We are live from Freebirds in Addison. Got some Tolos hanging out with us today. We also have some Tolo flasks to you can register and get one. You've been drinking out of this one all day, Alec. Don't act surprised. It's empty now. Look at this. Alec emptied this one out earlier this morning. There's nothing left in that
one. Yeah, so. Crosstalk got me.
Yeah, and Crosstalk will get you later on today too. All right, so this is something that has kind of become a yearly. I do this every year with whoever team. If my team isn't going to compete for the championship, I do want some rooting interest. I find storylines that I'm like intrigued by, and I want to continue paying attention to. And so, who is the team? When do you start looking for a new team to follow for the playoffs? Because I'm not the type of person that with football specifically, that is going to turn away from football. I'm not just like with basketball. Sometimes I'll be like, the Mavericks aren't in it. I'm kind of out on that. Hockey has really captured me the last couple of years, where I'll be like, all right, I'm watching all of the hockey playoffs no matter what.
Yeah.
The Stars obviously have been in contention so many times that that's been a big factor too, but the hockey playoffs just excite me that much. Baseball is kind of the same way. But I don't ever pick another team. I'm just like, I'm just going to watch it for that. But in football, I'm like, I'm going to root for somebody else to pull this thing off. 877-881-1053. If it's not the Cowboys, since they are not in the playoffs. When did you start? And who are you looking at as your team that you're going to be watching for this playoff run?
I started as soon as the mathematical chance was gone. Even though I knew when it was less than 1%, I was like, it's not happening. But I wanted to be fair to my favorite team and say, until it's 100% done,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to focus on anybody else. And I've had my teams that I've kept tabs on just because I think they're interesting, or I think maybe they're better than people say, or what have you. I try to make sure it's an AFC team, but sometimes I just get annoyed by all the AFC teams.
The AFC teams the Chiefs, when they were on their roll, it made it more fun because the Chiefs were good and a team you could root for before they turned into villains.
Yeah.
You know, they were a fun team, and then they had Josh Allen, they had Burrow, they had all these quarterbacks that you could latch on to. And so the AFC for a long time has been a very easy team to, or a very easy side of the ball to look to.
Yeah, because the football is usually just better. and there's star power. Like, they have all of the makings of an easy team to follow and an easy team to cheer for, whether it's like the Buffalo Bills the past couple years with Josh Allen. You mentioned the Chiefs. Heck, the Chargers now this year. I know that they just whooped us, but I mean, it's hard not to like a Harbaugh team and a Justin Herbert-led team too, because he is so nonchalant and good at football at the same time. I love it, but I look towards
the whole
AFC.
Madison Beers thing, is that something for you?
Oh, or? Yeah, it definitely plays a part, because I think Madison Beer is a generational talent in some way. Can I name a single song? No, I can't.
Heard. She sings? I did not know that.
I taught you something new today.
She was like some influencer of some sort.
Exactly. But I've heard her on the radio a couple times, and then I just know her from Instagram. I'm like, oh, cool. Good for Justin. So I'm pointing at the New England Patriots this year. And usually they're villain, right? But Tom Brady leaves, and then he ultimately retires after. And it's a different look the past couple years, but they get the franchise quarterback in Drake May. I know last year wasn't perfect, but I was like, they're probably going to change a lot in the offseason. And I knew it as soon as Tennessee let go of Mike Vrabel. I was like, that's who they're getting. And I was so mad because I wanted him to be the coach here in Dallas, because I think he's one of the communicating. He's that good at leading by example. And I knew that Drake May needed that. And they finally get a real GM. They get a real GM instead of the head coach doing the double life thing that Bill Belichick was doing. And they get aggressive. They go and find their guy, and they go and get Stephon Diggs. They draft well on top of that with Travion Henderson. And that offense, all of a sudden, with the help of Josh McDaniels, of all people, in 2025, that offense is one of the most efficient and one of the best in football. And then the defense is a Mike Vrabel defense. Can you name many people on their defense? No.
No, not really, yeah.
Not at all, but they are quietly good, and they keep them in games, and they let Drake May cook. And they just say, hey, if we give that guy one more chance, then we're probably going to win the game. I love watching the Patriots. Everything they do just makes sense. So it's going to be hard for me to not go in their direction and root against them.
Yeah, no, and I mean, Christian Gonzalez is a fantastic cornerback too to go along with. That's one of the only names that I can be like, okay, I'm pretty sure about that one. Henderson was definitely the running back. I mean, I picked him up in fantasy. I was like, this dude's going to be a stud. He's had an up and down season, mostly up, but he's had up and down numbers. But I think he's kind of fit in and found his footing a little bit there. And I'm very interested to see what the future holds for him, for sure.
Yeah,
I'm kind of stuck with a couple of different teams as we go here, because I want to believe in the Panthers. This is also a product of this is a product for sure of fantasy football. Tetrell McMillan, I picked him up. Everybody was like, what, you really think this guy's going to do something? I was like, watch, he's already pro-ready. And everybody was like, all right, whatever. Two games left, he's about to crack 1,000 yards. Good season for him so far. But I think Bryce Young, Mike was really big on digging on Bryce Young's height.
Yep.
I don't love to talk about people's height, ever. That's not a thing I like to do at all.
Oh,
and so,
interesting.
But Bryce Young was one of those guys that I was like, dude, I think if he has a better team and better continuity with his group, I think he can be a better quarterback. Because when I was watching him in college, I was like, I think that this dude is going to prove a lot of people wrong that say he shouldn't go number one. And so far, he hadn't done anything to show the otherwise. This season, they've had a really good season because he finally has a tough team with him. But that's not the team that I'm pulling for. The Panthers are a fun thing. They're not there yet.
Yeah, it's because you're going for the Eagles. We already know.
It is not the Eagles. I want them to lose in the first round, embarrassingly, and everybody be able to move on.
He has his fingers crossed underneath the table as he says that. You can't see it.
I don't want the Eagles to have any semblance of a win. I also really like the Broncos. I've been high on the Broncos since Sean Payton got there. Last year I told Kevin. Kevin didn't believe. We discussed it a lot. He was just like, I'm just not buying in this. I say, listen, man, Sean Payton is a good head coach. That's a clear – he did it in New Orleans, a small market. I don't know if you've heard about that or not. But he did this in New Orleans. He was able to win a Super Bowl. It was a magical year. And now he's got Bo Nix, which I don't think a lot of people had faith in Bo Nix, but Sean Payton is a quarterback guy. So he's a good quarterback's coach. Their defense is really stout. They're building a running game. They're not really great in the running game as they want to be. But then he's got Cortland Sutton. I got some talented receivers that I really like. So there are a lot of things I like about Denver, but that's not the team either.
Jeez.
That would be my AFC team. It's the Chicago Bears.
Ah.
The Chicago Bears do not stand a chance because they are cursed. All right. It is the Chicago Bears. And I'm sorry for that, Chicoline. He's
and
probably
Jacob.
Yeah, and Jacob. Sorry, Jacob. But I'm pulling for the Chicago Bears for a variety of reasons. Bobby Belt went in on Caleb Williams so hard for 2 years that I was just like, it's unfair the way he's attacking this kid. He got attacked from a lot of different angles, too. And I know he played this entitled role whenever he got to the NFL. And yeah. Before he got to the NFL, too, he had a little bit of entitlement to go along with it. I hated the fact that he left with Lincoln Riley from OU, which I root for OU. So Carter and I were hand-in-hand on that. We'll have Carter coming up in the Tuesday tailgate here in just a little bit. So I didn't like that. I like Ben Johnson. I really do. Listen, man, I'm glad that the Cowboys have Schottenheimer. I wanted Ben Johnson to get an interview.
Yeah.
He never got an interview, and that ticked me off. And they didn't even look his direction. But Ben Johnson going and saying, you know what? I'm going to go within the division. I'm with Detroit. I'm going to the Bears. I'm going
That's
just
bold.
Across there, and I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to call out Matt LaFleur. Even though he doesn't know I'm calling him out, I'm calling him out.
Such a boss.
And that defense has gotten better. They've been opportunistic. Al Harris doing some great work. I don't think he has a true love for any of his receivers yet. But that running game is exactly what Ben Johnson did in Detroit. Hey, I'm going to go with Monongai. I'm going to go with Swift. I'm going with both of these guys, and we're going to figure out ways to make this offense productive. They are an exciting offense whenever everything's going, and you just don't know how things are going to wrap up in a game with them now that they've proven they're willing to come back. They're willing to be in games all the time. The Bears have a struggle, but I'm pulling for Ben Johnson's group because that's a team that I've kept my eye on all year, and I had a lot of thoughts on what they were going to be doing.
And it's hard not to whenever you see the progress like every week, because just remember going into the matchup with the Cowboys, there was a lot of conversation about that's a first-year head coach for
mm-hmm,
sure,
mm-hmm.
And that's a quarterback that is still learning this offense. That is a quarterback that is still refining some of his mechanics. There is a lot of conversation about they're kind of what we expected them to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then literally each week goes by, and you see something changing. You see something progressing. And most of it is offensively where Ben Johnson specializes. And you just see a swagger, you see a confidence, and you see a poise in the pocket for Caleb Williams. And then he does every off schedule and every circus throw in the book.
Yeah.
We already knew that. But there's a confidence whenever he does have a three-step drop and he stands and holds the ball that I didn't see last year. I didn't even see that earlier this year. It felt like he was ready to run after his first read every single time. Now, that looks like a playoff team. Like you said, are they cursed? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Are they going to do anything this year? Probably not because of that. I wish they will, and I hope that they will, because I want to see good football and I want to see them thrive. But, and I just like parody. I've always been the Cinderella story guy, and I'm honest and true to it. I'm not saying it just to say it. I don't care about your TV ratings or any of that. I want to see something different.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see some change, and that's why the AFC picture really excites me this year with the Chiefs out of it. But I would love to see Caleb Williams in a playoff situation and see what he's made of mentally.
Oh, yeah, for sure. No, I'm right there with you because, A, like you said, he's exciting. So that would be another addition to that. So I would love to see more of what he's got to go on. From the 903, Buffalo and Detroit, so they got two teams they're rocking with there. They want to see those. Probably got a little money riding on that, American dollars, as you like to say.
Yep.
The Bills from the 817, Broncos rooting for the Rams. I got a couple people here rooting for the Rams and Stafford. Maybe this could be a last run for Stafford. We always like that the guy's going out on a high. Could they do it for the old man kind of thing? He might be like, you know what, screw it. I'm playing for 10 more years. Whatever you guys think?
I have no idea. He tried to get out of that situation altogether and tried to look for a new team in the offseason. So like, I'm like, maybe he does have a couple more years. I don't know.
512 says it's usually the Chiefs for me as my backup team. From the 254, Waco Rob says going for old man Rivers now. so he's shooting for him. Root from the 972, root for the QB with the highest all-time passer rating and second all-time in yards per attempt. He was also the last pick in the draft, so they're going with Purdy on this one. Josh Allen getting a lot of love, obviously. I think he's one of those like easy to root for. Somebody says they're going to root for against the Eagles and Packers, no matter who matches up. They're just like, whoever the matchup is with them, rooting against those guys. Tolo Sean like says, he's a Giants fan. After week two, he knew the season was over, so he's
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Waiting for the playoff teams, then putting in 14 teams. Whoever it is are going to draw one and see who we rock with. I will say this, another team that is kind of on the radar for me is the Texans.
Sure.
Nick Caserio, I was listening to him, and I think it was Howie Long's kid. He was doing one of the podcasts with him. And they asked him, they were like, hey, do you guys actually draw or cross people off of your board if they don't work hard, if they don't hustle on every play? He said, absolutely. No matter who the talent is, if we see on film that they're taking plays off, we'll say, you know what, we'd rather have the guy that's out there working his butt off on every single play. That's the culture that D'Amico Ryans wants. He doesn't want the great necessarily just great talents out there because that's whenever things are bad, you got to have somebody out there that's willing to go through it. And a lot of times, just because you're talented doesn't mean you've been tested and battle-worn like that, too.
Sure.
Lots of people, man, this is kind of crazy to see how many people are rooting for the Eagles. You should be ashamed of yourselves. All right, coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, it is now time for the Tuesday Tailgate with Carter Freeman. the final one
with
Carter next on The Fan. Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105 through The Fan, you are in the expressway, the lunch rush, if you will, ladies and gentlemen. It is 40 minutes of uninterrupted sports radio content in your ears holes. Yes, I did say ears holes. Also, Brian Schottenheimer coming up here allegedly at 12:45, Alec. We'll see if he sticks to the schedule or if he's off schedule, much like his quarterback can be sometimes. Some of these throws that he has to be off schedule on, you know? Now, it is the Tuesday tailgate featuring one Carter Freeman. It is the final Tuesday tailgate of Carter's life. Unless he comes up with that, you know, for something else later down the road. But Carter Freeman, welcome to Freebirds in Addison.
Happy to be here. Not happy with Jacob Ray coming back with Loser by Beck as a shot at my Sooners.
Was that intentional?
I don't think it was, but sometimes the universe works out in funny ways like that.
You know, you're Michael Jordan. Basically, you just got to create some conflict so that you can be great. That's what you're trying to do here.
Yeah, get in my brain so next year, you can field an offense that's good for 12 games instead of 4.
Yeah. No, absolutely. That would be nice. And by the way, all right, let's go ahead and dive in on Oklahoma real quick then. Can they find another quarterback?
I'm really curious about that because, look, you saw flashes from John Mateer, the John Mateer that was very good at Washington State the year prior. But after his thumb injury, he definitely regressed as the season went along. And you wonder if they're a full off season of working on his mechanics can help with that, getting in some, you know, maybe a big-time portal receiver. There's a guy from Auburn who's not in the portal yet, but I really want to end up at Oklahoma. But you think there are things you can build on.
The dude that ate our lunch this year?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'd love to see him at OU.
Coaching change and all of that, my thought is, hey, maybe he'll hop in the portal, go somewhere else. Will it be OU? Will it be Texas? Will it be another big school? I don't know, but that's just me wishful thinking as a fan. But with Mateer, I think a full offseason of, you know, working on his mechanics some more would absolutely, you know, you would have more confidence going into next season. And even with his struggles in the second half on offense this year, OU still won 10 games. And I think now going into Brent Venables' fifth year in Norman, you're pretty confident that the defense is going to be very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
So with that in mind, I think if you can incrementally improve from what you had this year, you're going to be in the conversation again for making the college football playoff.
When it comes to defense, the defensive side of the ball is, I feel like Kirby Smart's gotten this, you know, everybody just kind of wants to play defense for Georgia. So that makes a lot of sense. Is Oklahoma above them in that respect where if you're a great defensive player in the country, you want to go to Oklahoma?
Brent Venables has been one of the, you know, most revered defensive minds in the sport for, 25 years now, ever since he became defensive coordinator at Oklahoma in the late 1900s, it was the late 90s, right?
Yeah.
He's been a defensive mind that people have loved and wanted to play for, and you've seen, especially at the defensive tackle position, he had a bunch of those guys at OU when he was D.C.
Tommy Harris,
had a bunch of guys at Clemson when he was D.C. there, and now
Christian
he's bringing
Wilkins.
This year OU was five deep at defensive tackle. They had five guys that could start on any defensive line in the SEC. That's how good that particular position was. And one thing about Venables' defense is I don't think, at least not yet, you're not going to have a bunch of guys that are going to go in the top 10, going to go in the top 20, but the 11 of them on the field playing together are going to play together very, very well.
That was that's what I always grasped whenever he was here before. The Rocky Kalmuses and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You were like
Teddy Lehman.
Yeah, you're like, okay, is he an NFL dude? And then you see, not really. But what they did, the Roy Williams, they played well within the system so well that it made those defenses vaunted for sure. I saw KC Concepcion declared for the draft.
Yep.
And I saw the note from Dane Brugler that said, hey, this guy could be a first-round pick. Do you view him as that high of a pick, or is he what kind of receiver is he?
He's a kind of a do-everything guy. Even when he was at North Carolina State before this season, you saw flashes where you were like, he was one of the reasons that in 2024 I was like, okay, NC State, they might actually be able to do something on a national stage. He was a big part of that. Obviously, that didn't work out there, but with A&M, Colin Klein, his offensive coordinator, really unlocked him, not just you know, as a weapon on offense, but with special teams too. He was one of the best punt returners, kick returners in the country this year. So he's a weapon all across the field. And to watch him, you know, from where he started to where he goes now, I have not done the deep dive on receivers or even, you know, other than maybe the top couple guys, like Fernando Mendoza, those type of players that, you know, for this upcoming NFL draft yet. But he's a weapon. And I think no matter what round he goes in, whether it's first or if he's a day two guy, like, you're going to see him make some plays, whatever team he ends up next year.
Dan Lanning was not happy with the effort by Oregon.
Yeah, I wouldn't be either.
Here's the quote.
They let James Madison cover.
They pummeled James Madison still, though.
Only by 17, though. They were 21-point favorites.
Weren't they up by 28 at one point? And then James Madison was like, we got this.
James Madison didn't quit. And you got give them credit and give Tulane. I know Tulane did not put up the points, but Tulane was in Ole Miss territory like six out of their first eight drives, and they came away with 3 points. So, like, those were not maybe the blowouts you might have thought. Yes, the margin was wide, but it's not like they didn't cross the 50. They had their chances. The teams just didn't capitalize on them.
He said there's a standard here. There's certainly a standard of performance. Our players know that, and they know what championship football looks like, and the second half didn't look like that at all. Does that team, you think they say, all right, that wasn't our best effort? We did kind of slight James Madison, and now we got to step it up in the second round here?
I hope so, because, look, you got gifted because the ACC's tiebreaker rules are stupid, and because the conference itself was, not in a position to put its champion in the college football playoff, you got to play a group of five team. And I think James Madison was a very good team, but they're clearly on a different level than a potentially, Miami had they won the ACC, or even like a SMU or a Louisville. Those teams would have been better competition for them. So I think they got lucky in getting that draw. Same thing with Ole Miss. I mean, look at A&M and Ole Miss had the same record, and they bumped A&M behind Ole Miss after they lost to Texas. If A&M had the sixth seed, they would have played Tulane, and Ole Miss would have been stuck with the Miami team that ended up beating A&M. So you can talk about they got really good draws, and they took advantage of it. But, yeah, watching the second half of that game, is like, there's no quit in James Madison. That's why they're a good team. They didn't just wilt. They have a coach that's leaving, too, and they didn't stop trying to score and stay in that game after Oregon started putting in backup players. So, yeah, it's absolutely not the standard at Oregon. It shouldn't be. And if they're going to play, if they're going to not lock in, they got a much tougher test with what I think is the best maybe not the best defense in the country, one of the best defenses in the country in Texas Tech. And they've got about a week and a half off before the game. But that is a cross-country trip that they have to take. They're going from Oregon to South Florida. Mm-hmm. Like, what a classic Orange Bowl matchup of Texas Tech versus Oregon, right? It's a weird place to see those two teams play.
The other thing that he did throw that out there. He was like, this game should be played at Tech. It's ridiculous that our system can't get something together where they get a home game. We shouldn't be playing anywhere else, but they should have a home field advantage. Do you agree with them on that?
We'll eventually get there. I definitely think that I don't know if it's going to be next season, but when I do believe that the CFP will expand to 16 teams, and that will mean the top eight seeds will play home games, because there's no way that Texas Tech, Georgia, Indiana, and Ohio State were sitting at home being like, we don't want that, ridiculous environment in Norman, in College Station, in, Eugene, and in Oxford. And getting to go to the OU game, the OU home game last Friday, I know my team lost, but that was the best environment I've been in that stadium in my life. And I've been to 30-plus, OU home games, since I started going, whenever I went to school there in the early 2010s, right? So, like, that's something those schools are going to want. I think eventually that's something those schools are going to get. And you've already seen a team like Notre Dame say, if we don't make the CFP, we're not going to play in your other bowl games. And is that going to be the death of the bowl system? Maybe in the way that we know it now. I think bowls will always exist. Four teams that are not in contention for the CFP want something to play for afterwards. But yeah, eventually I think you'll see all of these first-round games. You'll see all the teams playing them, and they'll all be home games.
Something non-playoff related that I was intrigued to get your perspective on, the talks between North Carolina and Bobby Petrino. As offensive coordinator, I forgot Bobby Petrino was still in football for a second. And then I see this, and I'm like, you know what? I don't hate it. I don't. Do you think it moves the needle for UNC very much, or is it just like, yeah, you had an obvious issue, you go get a veteran play caller, it's the right thing to do, yippee.
One thing I'll say about Bobby Petrino is, for as bad as Arkansas was this year, they could put up points.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw them, they only lost by 3 to A&M. They put up like 42 in that one. On the road against Texas, they put up over 30. It was just their defense was so awful. They had basically no, it was kind of like the Cowboys this year, where they had to score on every possession to make up for the really poor defense. So No, I don't hate it at all. You got to give respect to Bobby Petrino. He's always been a good offensive mind. And if he's just going to coach the offense and not have to take over as head coach like he did at Arkansas earlier this year after they fired Sam Pittman, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. The stench of Bobby Petrino will never go away. I mean, it was funny, the Pete Thamel tweet about the interest there, because I don't believe it's a done deal yet.
No.
The tweet said, you know, former coach of the Atlanta Falcons. And I'm like, I bet Bobby Petrino really doesn't want that to be included on his resume, but it is, because that's just the kind of guy he is. But as an offensive mind, I don't hate it either. I think it could work potentially in the long term better than what – I mean, it's not like UNC has that much further to go down, right?
That's a great point.
They have a lot of room to improve after a 4-8 season.
The I'm trying to look at some of these other games we got rolling up here soon. Everything's kind of off until later on, like later down the road here.
Well, we got the Bush's Baked Beans Bowl in Boca Raton today. we got a couple bowl games today. I will be at the Pop-Tarts Bowl, which is the hat I'm wearing, on Saturday, which is sold out. The Pop-Tarts Bowl has more or less become this, like, de facto national championship for non-CFP games.
Are you serious?
Yes, because, look, BYU and Georgia Tech are playing in it. That's a ranked matchup. And it's like the second or – it's the Big 12's second or third best non-CFP bowl. Same thing with the ACC. So, like, last year you saw Miami with Cam Ward playing in that game against an Iowa State team that had played in the Big 12 title game. This year you get BYU, the Big 12 runner-up, versus Georgia Tech, who was in contention to not just win the ACC but go to the CFP, right? So it should be a really good matchup. And more importantly, both teams are adding sprinkles to the stripe on their helmet.
Yes.
So any team that gets involved in this Pop-Tarts Bowl, I mean, they get all the way involved, and I'm here for it.
You seem very excited about that.
Yes, because they already eat the dude at the end of the game.
Yeah, the Pop-Tart wants to be eaten. He wants to die.
Yeah.
I remember Anish Shroff in the first edition of this 2 years ago on the call was like, he will die, he will perish, yes, and he will enjoy it, or yes, something like that. So it's... when these other bowl games lose their importance, right? When you have players that are not playing in it, when you have, you know, so many of them that it just, people complain about the bowl system a lot. Well, this is your way to have fun with it. This is your way to be a little ridiculous. And in the Pop-Tarts Bowl case, it works out that it is a, you know, high-ranking teams from the conferences with the tie-ins end up playing in it. And I don't think, just as schools and programs, BYU and Georgia Tech are going to have a bunch of guys that don't play in this game. I think for pride and just for competition's sake, it's going to be a good, competitive, fun game, because the last two have been.
Miami, Mark Fletcher, that was – I'm not going to say that was a fun game to watch at all. That was not my – I was into it the entire time.
Like a 0-0 halftime?
It was ridiculous.
I was like,
is this what Joel Klatt wants me to watch? He wants me to watch 0-0 all the time? I understood the two tough defenses, and I understood the weather. That was definitely affecting things. And Elko did his third down defense, they talked about it plenty. But Mark Fletcher had moments where he was like, guys, I'm taking this game over for you and doing it for Miami. That seems like that run game can carry throughout these playoffs.
Yes, but caveat. Beck cannot. And Beck, they've scaled back the offense at Miami, because mm-hmm. when they lost to Louisville and SMU, Carson Beck was throwing picks like it was his job. So they kind of scaled back the offense. And Shannon Dawson, their OC, is a really, really good offensive mind. He's the guy who got Cam Ward into position to end up being the number one overall pick last year. They've had success with him as their OC, you know, in years past. So what he's done with Carson Beck, kind of resuscitating his career after the way it ended at Georgia, how poor it was there, they've scaled back the offense. They've taken a little bit out of his hands. So you get to have guys like Mark Fletcher have big games. And my question is, Mark Fletcher had like 170 yards on 17 carries. Why didn't he have more carries? That's the one thing with A&M's defense that we've harped on for a lot of the season, is their run defense.
Mm-hmm.
You saw Texas with Quintrevion Wisner have a really good game in A&M's final regular season game. And so Miami only gives the guy who's gashing him, and I know he had the 50-yard run at the end of the game that really put Miami in position to win, but we're only giving him 17 carries. I like to talk a lot about how Mario Cristobal can lose you a game. And if not for Miami's heroic defense when you got Akeem Mezidor and Ruben Bain as your defensive ends, you're going to have a really good day on defense most days. But if not for them, we'd probably be talking about, like, why did he only get 17 carries?
Yeah.
Miami only ends up winning by 7 because their defense was so good. And Ohio State, who they're playing next, they got a much better defensive line probably than pretty much anybody in the country. So I don't think the rushing yards are going to come as easy there. But on Saturday, it worked.
The I saw Joey McGuire saying, "Hey, Notre Dame, it's tough, but become part of a conference, and you're going to be in." I saw that. I love Joey McGuire. You've had the chance to interview him. Is Texas Tech the fun favorite for this? Like the one that you're just like, I don't know. They're new to the NIL game, but they're doing it the right way, and they got the coach. They seem fun for anybody that's like doing what we just did a moment ago and trying to pick a team to pull for.
Probably for all of our non-local OU, Texas, A&M, you know, Big 12 graduates.
Or UNT.
UNT, yeah, yeah. SMU, Thank all you. The local schools, Tarleton State as well.
Of course.
Maybe for non-fans of local schools, I think they would be. Because I like what you said. And Jacob Rodriguez, their linebacker, also said after they won the Big 12, like, well, you know, all they talked about was how we spent money, but, like, if you're going to spend money, like, why not buy the best team?
Exactly.
And that's what they did. They spent the money correctly for this season. So, look, I'm an OU grad, so I feel dirty saying this, but Texas Tech has been one of the best teams in the country. They have one of the best defenses. They're a two-headed monster at linebacker, two-headed monster at defensive end. I mean, it's top to bottom. Every level of their defense is phenomenal. My only concern with them as they get ready to play Oregon is they've had a lot of red zone struggles this season, scoring points. They're in the red zone a lot, though. That is one thing. It's like Texas from a couple years ago, or really under their entire time under Sark, from the 20s, in between the 20s, they're great. Once you get in the red zone, that's when things get a little confusing as to why they can't put the ball in the end zone as much. But look, they against BYU in the Big 12 title game, they got a lot of short fields that really helped them end up making that margin of victory that much bigger. And I'll be here pulling for them. They're the only local team we got left, right? So, but I think as far as the national team, that's got to be Indiana.
Mm.
I don't care if they're the one seed. They just play smash.
They are fun.
Good old-fashioned smash-mouth Big Ten football, right?
Mm-hmm.
From a school that you rarely see that from. We haven't seen them play in this Rose Bowl since 1968, I think was the last year that they won the Big Ten and ended up playing in this game. So just as far as that goes, I'm all in on Indiana. They got the Heisman winner. And like you said, they play a fun style of football, and their defense is excellent.
Alec, I'm not sure how much time we have before Coach hops on. But I did want to ask Carter, and this is before you get all, you know, emotional and heartfelt about things.
And the Pop-Tart and the Tolo Go shirt. Like, right, yeah. The Tolo Go shirt. Today.
Right in the middle of any type of crying that you might have, we'll have to go to a Schottenheimer presser. But
save me, Shotty.
This is the last one. You are going to no longer be with us.
Dead?
Yeah, well, kind of. I mean, when you're
Corey's trying to kill me.
Not.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Really? You did this yourself.
Not
so
really. That's not a no.
But like you've become a good friend to me. I've really enjoyed working with you. How long, since COVID? Like right around that time,
February 2020.
Okay,
was when I started.
Yeah. So, oh wow. So we're 5 years into this thing.
Almost six.
We've traveled together and had some fun.
Remember,
gone
we round up.
Yeah.
I've been rounding up to six.
He he protected me in Vegas whenever I really almost destroyed everything in my life one night.
I protected him. Go look at those pictures. I was in a very, you know, solid state of mind at that moment too.
But this station, as like you've watched this station turn into what it is now too, and you've been a big part of that. As I call you the treasure of all things fan.
Oh, you too, guys.
And Adrian does too, because you're the one. You watch videos. You heard it. You read, write, recite. You did that, and so you knew more about the inside jokes than a lot of people because you were creating them with those clips, the Bob Domolina videos, all the fun things that you've been able to see on Instagram and Twitter. That's what Carter's been adding in addition to being our college football expert along the way too. What's been your favorite part about working with this group of guys? Because I really like this group that we have here at the station a lot. It's not just because it's sappy holiday time.
It is sappy holiday time. You're making me feel like this is a speech at the end of like a Hallmark Christmas movie.
I love it.
Or something.
I love
like
it.
That. Look,
I'm big on those.
When I got started at the Fan, our digital side had existed in the website form, but not really. You know, I was brought in to build the live streams, and just to be able to build that from our humble beginnings on just the website when I think maybe five people watched it during COVID, then moving to Twitch and then to YouTube. I mean, it's just grown into something bigger than I ever thought it would. And from, you know, the live streaming, then adding the long form videos on YouTube and then the shorts, like you said, those are just so much fun to make. I mean, Mike Bassick, former host on The Fan, he was tweeting out one of his old live reads last night.
Yeah, I saw that.
Shorts, and I was like, just out of the blue, I was like, I remember making that one. So,
what did it say? Don't ever say that a Mike Bassick live read
isn't
entertaining.
Yes. So to be the czar of content is kind of how I viewed, you know, what from us we've gotten to put out has been an honor. I mean, it's and the good content is still going to come. Like, that's just because I'm not here to produce it doesn't mean that the video content from the station isn't going to still be awesome. Sean and RJ still exist. KNC still exists. G-Bag are still here. Fan After Dark, they also exist. So there's going to be a lot of good content still coming from the station. But, I mean, it's been the ride of a lifetime to, you know, build this video empire that we have here at the Fan and to take that on the road to the Super Bowl, to Cowboys get content there. I mean, we all went to the Dodgers game earlier this summer.
That was
a
blast.
It's just as much fun as it's been to build all of this. It's been even more fun doing it with you, you know, all the hosts here. So
two of the four people from that Dodgers game were still going to be here. Ruben and Carter. So
aww.
Maybe you don't go to Dodgers games is what I'm learning here.
Yeah.
I might lose Kevin very soon.
Yeah, with people you like at least. If there's anybody that you secretly don't like, be like, hey, we should go to a Dodgers game.
Yeah, just drag them out.
I'm thinking about this, dude. Like, you and I went to see Deadpool and Wolverine together.
We did, yeah.
We went to the Reagan Museum. We did that with the Dodgers game. I got out more because you guys, y'all were keeping me young. Y'all were just like, let's go do something. And I was like, that sounds fun.
Single father of none. So I'm like, look, if I'm in a new spot, I got to go out and, you know, do some fun stuff. And to me, fun stuff is presidential museums. This year in Oxnard, on my day off, I drove up to Anaheim and went to the Nixon one,
mm-hmm.
which is an awesome museum if you get the chance to go.
That's
next
one
year.
Too?
Yes. That's up there with the Reagan one, man.
Really?
I could spend the next 20 minutes talking about those museums.
Dude,
the Nixon one was really, really cool.
The view at the Reagan Museum. Like,
it's hard to beat.
That is amazing. You're in the hills in California. Ooh. There's a Air Force One overlooking this mountain ridge that you're you're about to take off onto. And then I just kind of stood there with my phone and zoomed in on somebody's pool down in the lower area.
Yep.
The lower ball. I was trying to see if anybody was swimming.
Is that legal?
I mean, they're down there. Like, who's
taking pictures of water?
Yeah.
You know?
Water's cool. I love water and flowers. There were flowers around. And so I was just trying to see some of that stuff. What are you going to miss the most about this thing?
I mean, I never got into this expecting to talk, but I guess the more you're around microphones, the more that happens. So, and just for y'all to embrace me to be able to come on and talk college football and, you know, help me as I grew into talking, it's been an honor.
Thank you very much, Carter. Really appreciate it, man. Love
you. Guys.
Have a good one. Let's go to Brian Schottenheimer's press conference right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Oh, yes. So it distracted me.
They distracted him a player. Tim Kalishaw, Dallas Morning News beat writer from 1986 to 1994.
Nice run. Good to see you.
Well, there's a couple of years. But anyway, first, your thoughts on the five Pro Bowl guys?
Yeah. Man, I wish there was more. I wish CeeDee would have got in there. I think, you know, missing the four games certainly got him. But, again, what could you say about Brandon? You know, and Tim, just the weapon he is for us and what he can create for us, the field position and the kicking game, and then obviously the ability to generate points. You know, Dak, incredible year. He's playing great. Just, you know, his accomplishments are not surprising. Tyler Smith, again, you speak to Tyler Smith, you just talk about going from left guard to left tackle. You know, certainly what he's done, you know, this really entire year is just amazing. And then you get Q, who, again, we're just really fortunate to have. And I feel like, again, he's, you know, hopefully trending to be back this week. And the last one was, I should know this. GP. Yeah, that's just G. Just GP. I think, you know, he what he's done for us has been incredible. And but all those guys very deserving. And, again, I think, you know, find a way to win a few more games and we would have had more guys.
And along those lines, obviously more offense than defense. You may not agree with this. In your first year, as head coaches are either offensive guys or defensive guys, and they eventually become head coaches. You seem very willing to take responsibility on offense, a little less critical of the defense. Do you need to do anything, or do you see yourself doing anything to become more of a defensive guy next year and where the defense has the same share of responsibility in your mind?
Yeah, I think the starting point, the answer is absolutely in every regard. You know, part of being the head coach of a football team is that you have to oversee everything. You know, you're involved in personnel, you're involved in all really day-to-day operations. But when you talk about the actual football that goes on, it's really all three phases. It's not just offense, it's defense, it's special teams. As I look back on year one, and we'll evaluate this after the season goes, you know, finding those pockets of time where you can go in and spend, you know, more time with Nick and just talk about some of the plan for special teams. We, of course, have meetings. We talk about things, but there's probably, you know, different ways to do that. And I'll certainly spend time this offseason talking to some of my mentors and people around the league that have been doing this for a while and just kind of see how they do it. But the answer is I'm always looking to grow and, you know, I want to take that next step.
Clarence DLS Cowboys, going back to Pickens for a second. Obviously, the Pro Bowl is kind of an exclamation point on the type of season he's had. Did you expect him to do this, play this well? I mean, he's never made the Pro Bowl before. He's never had these numbers before. I know you had high hopes, but I don't know if you expected to go this well.
Yeah, I can't say that I really have thought about it. I knew we were getting a great player. I knew that the people that had talked about his past and what he was like, which to me, I'll start there. I always want to start there with George because he's just such a lovable guy and he's so fun to be around. And, you know, he's just GP. But I think the production, you know, comes because of the way he's worked. I think his connection with Dak is awesome, you know. But again, CeeDee deserves a lot of credit as well. And that's why I think when I talked about CeeDee earlier, I mean, these guys draw attention away from one another. And I think their relationship is very, very important. So I think the numbers speak for themselves. But I didn't have he's going to go for 1,200, 1,400, whatever it is. I just knew we were getting a great player.
How do you balance things with TB? Because you've talked about him missing some things. Certainly he was late in Vegas, and I'm sure he's been fined for missing things. How do you balance discipline for those things and the way he plays and with the rest of the team?
Yeah, again, I'm the same guy every day. If you are late for something, you get fined. It doesn't matter whether your name is Pickens, Prescott, Smith, OSA. I mean, they all get fined the same. And we've got a pretty good process of how we do that. And, you know, we're aware of when they're here and what they've got going on. And but my biggest thing, Clarence, is I just have real conversation with these guys. And I explain to them, look, I don't want to take your money. You know, I'm really not taking your money. You're taking your money. And it's funny because different guys view it different ways. And I think but they appreciate the conversation, the honest conversation. And sometimes they have real reasons that they miss things. And sometimes they don't.
Got it.
You want to tell us the ones that they don't have?
Yeah, that's a story for after the season.
Ask Todd Archer.
Yeah, housekeeping. That's nice. Yeah.
Todd Archer with ESPN. You mentioned
the Glazer. The Glazer. Do you know what that means? I just learned that. I literally had to learn that. Yeah, my kids. Yeah.
You didn't know what it means.
Yeah. No, I didn't. Yeah, the players use it all the time. That's the only reason I know.
Basically. Nice.
Sorry. I know. Yeah. It's like the soda yesterday. It's like the soda.
You mentioned CD and the missing the games that he's missed. Can you imagine what the numbers he would have put up and the impact that would have had on wins and losses if he didn't miss those games?
Yeah, you think about it, because he's such a great player, and you know, I'll say this too: he probably came back faster than he should have, and that shows you how much he loves this team. He loves this game. He wants to play, and you know, nothing that he does surprises me. But yeah, it's scary to think. Was it 5 straight years? I think with over 1,000 yards. I think that's right. But yeah, missing 4 games, and you know, the guy's just an incredible player.
And then stay in that position group. What's happened to Jalen Tolbert? He goes from 7 touchdown catches to now inactive and largely forgotten.
Yeah. Again, I think you look at the growth of the position. I love JT. I have, you know, really good conversation with JT. This has been hard on him, honestly. Just share that with you guys. I love the young man. He certainly can play in this league, but I do think part of it is, you know, we want to use Terp in some regards because of the speed and athleticism he has. And part of it is the fact that a guy like Ryan Flournoy has developed at a high rate. And, you know, you can see the position battle that we have there. And so I tell these guys, always be ready, you know, and JT's a guy that will always be ready. And when he is given the call to play, if he's given the call to play, he'll be ready to go. And we won't hesitate to call his number.
John Machado with The Athletic. What would you say is the key to getting a team prepared in only really probably 2 days as opposed to having a full week?
Do what you do well. Try to carry over things that you've had up over the last couple weeks. Some you called, some you didn't. Be smart with their bodies. We'll run for, like I said, you know, 6 to 8 plays today, full speed to get them moving a little bit. But what you don't want to do is beat yourself by trying to scheme things up. We can't do that. They really can't do that, although they had the extra day and they don't have to travel. But I think it's that. You focus on execution and doing things you do well. And, you know, you obviously have to have a plan to take care of their great players, which they've got a number of great players, whether it's Payne and, you know, Wagner and Luvu, or, you know, McLaurin and Samuels. And certainly we have to stop the run. You know, they're running the ball really, really well. But focus on us. Have a simple but tight plan that you can execute.
And how much you, if at all, go back to the Week 7 game and pull from that at all?
Yeah, it's different now. I mean, we look at some things, but, you know, with DQ calling it now, you can still see Joe Witt's got a huge influence on what they're doing. You know, love both those guys, but we went back and we looked at it. But again, it's been looking more at the stuff that DQ has started to call since he's taken over.
That is the Brian Schottenheimer press conference right here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live from Freebirds in Addison. Also, you know, stuff on our faces just a little bit. Coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, it's time for the level of concern in the C Block. Next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.